And that's what the P4 experience is all about. The strategies of painting, praying, processing information from self-development resources, and pursuing God's word. Because we want to move from pain to experiencing peace and enjoying life's pleasures. We also want to produce positive results in our lives. And those positive results can come from producing sellable products that bring value to other people. It's not about us. It's about us getting in the position to be productive and be a blessing to other people.
Greetings and God bless you. How are you on this beautiful day? We are here, honey, being consistent, disciplined, and focused as we pray, process information from our self-development resource, Jesus calling, and pursue God's word. Why? Because we are moving from pain to experiencing peace, enjoying life's pleasures, producing positive results, and creating purposeful products and services that bring value to the people whom we serve, okay? That is what this is all about. We are here on YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere you listen to your podcast every day at 6 a.m. And this has definitely been a journey. So continue to join us live, or if you're checking out the recording, may God bless you and may He keep you. Let's get right into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, speak through our hearts, speak to our hearts, speak through us, speak to us, Lord God. We need you. Show us something that we've never seen before, Lord God. We invite you into each and every day of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 So let's go ahead and get right into it. As we close out this week of Thanksgiving, we are still on the topic of thankfulness. And it states for November 25th, thank me frequently as you journey through today. This practice makes it possible to pray without ceasing, as the Apostle Paul taught. If you are serious about learning to pray continually, the best approach is to thank me in every situation. These thankful prayers provide a solid foundation on which you can build all your other prayers. Moreover, a grateful attitude makes it easier for you to communicate with me. When your mind is occupied with thanking me, you have no time for worrying or complaining. If you practice thankfulness consistently, negative thought patterns will gradually grow weaker and weaker. Draw near to me with a grateful heart, and my presence will fill you with joy and peace. So, what we would like to discuss on today is frequently and consistently. So the devotional opens up saying, if you thank me frequently, what will happen? If you thank me continually, what will happen? If you thank me consistently, what will happen? What's going to happen? I mean, I'm asking you. This is like a Selah moment. You think about what will happen if you thank God continually. What will happen if you thank God consistently? What will happen if you thank God frequently? Something about you is going to change. Something about your attitude will shift. Something about your mindset will broaden. Something about your sight will be, I'm telling you, your hearing will be sharper. Your sight will be keener. Your discernment will be on point. your attitude, your aptitude, your perception, the way you treat people, everything in your world will shift if you thank God in every situation. If you thank God frequently, continually, and consistently, your whole world will change. So why would your whole world change? Not your circumstances, but everything that's surrounding you will change, and eventually your circumstances will change. Why? Because you changed. We are here every day praying, processing information, pursuing God's word because we want to change, because we want to move from pain, because we want to experience something different in life. If you are, we are here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. manifesting gratitude, because we want something to change in our lives. When you have a negative thought pattern, honey, you become weaker and weaker. Strength of mind includes a mindset of praise and thanksgiving and gratitude. Never thought about that. Sometimes you are weak spiritually, psychologically, and emotionally because you live in negativity, because you live in your internal, you live in it. Your soul is living in negativity, so it's going to manifest externally. But if you become grateful and thankful frequently, continually, and consistently, something will change on the inside of you. And that thing that changes on the inside of you will manifest changes outside of you. You have the power to do that. Are you going to wield and exercise your power of gratitude frequently, continually, consistently? Okay. So now let's take a look at Romans in the New Testament, chapter 15, verses 13. And it states, as we pursue God's word, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." When you become grateful and thankful frequently, continually, and consistently, the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace. I'm saying that, and then hope is going to overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. You will overflow. So think about it. You have to be filled with hope, and then you have so much hope that it spills out. Do you want to overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit? Be grateful and thankful frequently, continually, and consistently, and the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace as you believe. What are you going to do? I'm praying that as you get on And as you view every day at 6 a.m. or whether you are checking out the recording, that there is an epiphany, there is an aha moment, that being consistent, disciplined, and focused, getting up, seeking God's word, pursuing his word, reading, praying every day, that it will shift some things in your life. Remember, YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcast every day at 6 a.m. and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. What are we doing every Tuesday at 6 p.m.? We are manifesting gratitude with BFA, Terry Wheeler, who is the owner of BFA, Beauty for Ashes. It's something to this, and I hope you see it, and I hope you get it, and I hope it manifests in your life, and I pray that you move from pain. I pray that you experience peace. I pray that you enjoy life's pleasures. I pray that you produce positive results. I pray that you create purposeful products and services for the people whom you are called to and serve, to bring value to their lives. And I pray that the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe, that you may overflow with hope by the power of Holy Spirit. That is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.